Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Greetings to you from your brothers and sisters at Concordia College in Bronxville, New York, a college which is known very well to some of your faculty members and also to some of your students because they are alumni of our college. It is a privilege and an honor to preach in this service, in which we remember the tremendous contributions of Dr. C.F.W. Walther to Lutheranism in America, and especially to our own Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Dr. Walther died on this day, May 7th, in the year 1887. And it is likewise a great privilege to be here to honor a current member of your seminary faculty, Dr. Walter A. Meyer II. Now you might wonder, just what do C.F.W. Walther, Walter A. Meyer II, Concordia Bronxville, and Concordia Theological Seminary have in common? I submit that there are quite a number of things, but on the basis of the text from Isaiah 55, which was just read, I believe what especially joins us together is that we are all involved in the preaching of the Word of God, and that we all do so with the conviction that God's word does not return empty. Dr. Walther is remembered for many things, but perhaps he is best remembered for his emphasis on Gesetz und Evangelium, law and gospel. And though we probably remember him mostly as a systematic theologian who lectured in the classroom, his insight into the right distinction between law and gospel enabled him to preach sermons that are so clear and understandable that they are still considered some of the most powerful sermons ever preached in America. Yes, Dr. Walther was a great communicator of God's word. Now I know that Dr. Meyer, following in the footsteps of his famous father, after whom, by the way, one of our buildings at Concordia College in Bronxville is named, and whose picture also hangs in its hallway, I know that this Dr. Meyer is likewise committed to getting God's word out to as many people as possible, and doing so using both law and gospel. Now, Concordia College in New York is in the business of preparing men for seminary, and Concordia Theological Seminary here is one of the places where our graduates go to get further grounding in the Holy Scriptures. The men thus prepared follow in the footsteps of both Drs. Walther and Meyer and go forth and proclaim God's word in law and gospel. Dr. Meyer was instrumental in a cooperative venture between this seminary and our college, the so-called Distance Education Leading to Ordination program called DELTO. And we thank him for that. And that program is still going on. Now to get back specifically to our text for the day. The book of Isaiah is a long book. The first 39 chapters contain mostly law. But starting in chapter 40, it is mostly gospel. And it is from this second half of the book that our text is taken. Isaiah says in chapter 55, verses 8 and 9, that although we do not always understand the mind of God, of one thing we can be absolutely certain, namely, when the word of God is preached, it will always have its effect. Isaiah compares preaching to the familiar expression, April showers bring May flowers. These are his words. He says, "For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and return not thither, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and prosper in the thing for which I send it." God's word contains law and gospel. It tells us that we are sinners, but then it assures us that through the death and resurrection of Christ, there is forgiveness. And this theological emphasis comes forth in the first verses of our text, where Isaiah says, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord." A reference to sin and wickedness, but also a call to repentance, that he may have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. The bottom line of all Christian preaching has to be, return to the Lord our God, and he will forgive you. And therefore today, as we honor two great theologians, let us thank God that through them, the word of God has been preached for the salvation of many people. God be praised. Amen.